Box is the best-selling author of 17 novels, including 14 in the critically acclaimed Joe Pickett Mystery Series. Set in Wyoming, the series is unique in taking on controversial issues, including environmental issues, animal rights, and biotech mining. Box is a Wyoming native and has worked as a ranch hand, surveyor, fishing guide, and small-town newspaper reporter and editor. He's won the Edgar Allan Poe Award for Best Novel, as well as numerous other prestigious literary prizes. Today, we'll speak with him about the new title in the Joe Pickett series, Stone Cold. Welcome, CJ. It's great to have you back with us on the Book Report.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me back.
For those new to the series, introduce us to Joe Pickett.
Well, Joe Pickett is a Wyoming game warden. He's married. He has three daughters. He's been around now for 14 novels. And as a Wyoming game warden, he's involved in not only, you know, Wyoming game and fish regulations, but often gets involved in other kinds of crimes and investigations, which is very much like real game wardens in the state. And in Stone Cold, he is being sent to the northeastern part of the state, the Wyoming Black Hills, to investigate a landowner there who is suspected of also being a contract hitman.
Right. How has Joe evolved from the early books?
Well, he's certainly gotten older. The books take place in real time. So every year he's a year older. His kids are a year older. He's not quite as naive as he was when the series began. He's got a little tougher skin, and he's a little bit more skeptical because he's been kind of betrayed a few times. But he still has the same basic tenet, which is that once he gets involved with something, he sticks with it until he sees it through.
Right. Well, Joe has three daughters, and you have three daughters. Do your kids weigh in on how you should write the girls?
You know, they do. Every time I get a manuscript done, I send it to my two oldest daughters as well as my wife, and they all weigh in on different aspects of the book, but particularly on the family interactions. And they offer good advice, and I always take it.
I have to say that as a parent myself, you really write surly teens very, very well.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I've had some experience in that direction, although my daughters are older than the fictional ones in the book, but I've spent a lot of time, you know, over the years listening to them, speech patterns, what concerns them, and try to reflect that in the book.
Right. Joe is so closely identified with his environment, Wyoming and the Rocky Mountain region. Do you ever fantasize about placing him in a totally different locale?
I've considered it, but I don't think it would work very well. And I like to have Joe. The state of Wyoming is huge as it is. It's nearly the size of France, and there's only about 600,000 people in it, and a lot of diverse terrain and cultures. So I'm perfectly happy keeping him there and moving him around a little bit. I think it would be kind of a stretch to have Joe Pickett, show up in other locations or other countries, although I kind of like the idea of going to Italy for a while and having a book set in Italy, but that wouldn't work with Joe Pickett.
Do you rely on a group of game wardens to keep you accurate on Joe and his work?
I do. There's two in particular that I run every manuscript by so that I can get the details of the game and fish bureaucracy correct. And I've gone on several ride-alongs with other game wardens so that I can, hear stories, see their methodology. And they love to kind of funnel me ideas or themes that they think should be in a book.
Right. On a serious note, in the book, Joe's oldest daughter, Sheridan, is a resident assistant in a dorm at the University of Wyoming. And she's faced with a serious dilemma that has to do with guns. I realize the West has a different attitude towards guns, but how have readers reacted to this part of the story?
There have been some very interesting questions and observations, and it comes from the dilemma that obviously exists in real life, is that when a student is kind of identified as potentially dangerous, in this case it's a guy who, dresses all in black, plays violent first-person shooter games, has no friends, and kind of creeps people out. What can you really do until this guy actually does something, commits a crime? And the answer is not much until something really happens. And it creates a dilemma that every time Joe Pickett throughout the book, when his cell phone rings, he's scared to find out what's going to be on the other end.
Hmm. And again, there was a sort of a gun issue there, too. Do you want to talk about that?
Well, yeah. In the book, at the University of Wyoming, students are allowed to have guns, but they must be checked in with the campus police department and kind of in a locker there. And in the book, a couple of guys go hunting, and they don't check their guns back in, and they take them to their dorm rooms, and then they go missing, which, of course, creates another dilemma.
Yeah, that's kind of a big pill for us to swallow.
No, and it's a real ethical and moral issue in that is it more likely that there would be something a horrible incident happen in a place where it's supposedly gun free, and the bad guy is the only guy with a gun, or in a place that has accessibility to guns and people could defend themselves? So it's a tough one.
Yeah. Well, changing tacks for just a minute, without giving anything away or even mentioning the book, what has it been like for you to kill off a character, and how have your readers reacted?
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
That was a bombshell, let me tell you.
what's very, everybody who brings that up, I said, how many times did you read that page? And they all say three or four. Because it's so surprising. And I thought it was just important to me and I think to readers to throw a kink into a book and have something happen that rarely happens in a novel, because then they know that anything can happen and there's never a formula.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was kind of crushed because I loved that particular character of yours, and I kept waiting for the twist in the novel that meant perhaps he wasn't really dead.
So, right.
Yeah.
And I think it served the purpose in the book, and I'm already writing a sequel to that one with the other character, and I like the idea of kind of a baton being passed.
Yeah, I definitely saw that, and I applaud your bravery, because that would have been a huge franchise, I think. But anyway, okay, back to Joe Pickett. Are there any plans for development for movies or TV for him?
Yeah, well, right now, the series is being pitched as a television series by Robert Redford as the executive producer, and I think they're going from network to network right now making that pitch, literally as we speak. So who knows? There may be some news on that front.
Wow, that's major. You know, Stone Cold ends with sort of a bombshell at the end. So are you already at work at number 15 in the series?
Yes, I am. The next book will begin literally right after Stone Cold. With those threads that are kind of left out there.
Right. And do you juggle sort of spending a part of the day on that series versus the one that we just were alluding to?
No, I don't ever work on them both at the same time. Mm. I'm always afraid that something will bleed over from one book from a standalone into the series or vice versa. So I just basically start and complete a book and then go to the next one, whether it's in the series or a standalone.
And is there like a new series percolating in your brain that introducing totally new characters, or are you going to stick with these?
I'm going to stick with these for a while, but with the standalones, you never know what's going to happen.
All right. Well, I really loved Stone Cold, and I'm still rolling it over in my brain about the mystery book that we won't talk about with the bombshell ending. Readers, that means you have to read all of them. So
that's right.
Okay. Thanks so much, CJ.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.